bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, wonderful Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. When peace like a river attendeth my way. Number 316 in our red book, 316. Would you stand? We'll sing the second verse. There are several prayer requests that we have before us tonight. I'd ask, as maybe the Lord would lay on your heart to pray for one or two of these, that we would respond in prayer together and uniting our faith. One is from Donna Bristol. Some of you know her. Her nephew, CJ, and wife, Corinne. They have a three-month-old son. His name is Gunner. I think that's how I'm reading that. He needs heart surgery. He has two holes in his heart, and they need to rebuild the heart. and the surgery is scheduled for Monday. And also for the parents, I have here the parents need the Lord. And so we need to pray for this family, this three-month-old, God's hand upon him. I have a good friend from a long time ago in Bible college, and her granddaughter, I believe she's about 6 years old, her name is Lainey, and she has had some strokes. She was a twin. She was not healthy, really, through pregnancy and birth. She's done well, but she's had a couple of strokes, they believe, in the past 2 weeks, and they've just begun chemotherapy today. I'm not sure exactly how that works. God knows the need there. Her name is Lainey. Sister Maureen's cousin, is she here? Okay, I know she's been affected by this. She got a phone call this afternoon. She has a cousin who has had struggles with addictions for many years. She's in her 50s, I believe. And she overdosed again. She's on life support right now. And I believe they're going to start weaning her off of that. And hopefully and prayerfully, God will undertake there. Her name is Sandra. Some of you, maybe all of you, have been made aware of flooding in Texas. There's a great need there. It looks tremendous what's happening there. A number of people have died. Many are missing. But one that should maybe touch home and touch our hearts is a Christian camp there of girls, young girls. Several I believe have died in the flood, but there are almost 25 of these girls, 6, 7 years old, who are missing, and so they're desperately trying to find, and of course things don't look good, but that's one of the many needs that are represented there, and so I think it'd be good for this Christian camp to pray for that Christian camp, and that God would be merciful there. Are there any other prayer requests tonight that urgent that we should pray for? Please let us know now. Okay, let's pray as God would lead you. Let's look to him tonight. Lord, you are gracious, you are faithful, you are good. Lord, we look to you, God. We look to you in our need, Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, intervene, we pray. Dear Lord Jesus, come, God. Come, Lord Jesus. In power and might, Lord, we need miracles tonight. God, we need miracles tonight. Lord, you are able. Lord, you are able. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord of lords and King of kings. Dear God, there is nothing impossible for you. We trust you tonight, God. Lord, we trust you tonight. Come, Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, have mercy, we pray. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Dear Jesus, Jesus. There's one more I don't think I mentioned. A woman who's in her 60s, a good friend of ours from church over the years. She has had a stroke this week, the other day. She's in serious condition. Name is Maritza. She needs prayer as well. So let's pray. Jesus. 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 Dear Jesus.
We ask your help, Lord, for those children in Texas.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hold them, God.
It's a terrible thing that has happened, Lord.
Dear God.
We hope that you can help to find as many as as possible, Jesus, Lord. And help the families that are grieving right now.
Yes, Lord.
They need your help. They need your guidance. Lord. They need your strength, Lord.
Jesus.
So we pray for them now, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray for each and every soul
that
has been affected by this, Lord.
Lord God, the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. That's his plan. That's his purpose, Lord. And to bring that hopelessness that we say, how can this situation yield anything but death and loss? Well, Lord, pray that you would raise up a standard against your enemy.
Dear God,
Lord, you said you came to destroy the works of the devil. Well, here are some. Lord, here are some right in front of us, Lord. We ask you to come in and replace the works of the devil with your works by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Even though the enemy intended for evil, we trust that you can turn it around for good, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even though it feels impossible, but we leave it up to you. Hallelujah for every family involved in the flood. Come upon them. If it's, you do not permit, it will not happen. So you are able, Lord, to turn around for good for everyone.
Yes.
Every one of those who love you.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we lift up in prayer the three-month-old that needs surgery on his heart. Heavenly Father, you are the ultimate physician, Heavenly Father. I pray for healing in that heart, Heavenly Father. I pray that the doctors that are performing that surgery, Heavenly Father, that they are focused and that they are attentive, Heavenly Father, and that the work that needs to be done is done smoothly, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I lift up the parents. Comfort them, meet them where they are, Heavenly Father. Give them a peace that surpasses understanding, Heavenly Father. And through this difficult time, Heavenly Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up sweet lady, Lord Jesus. We just lift her up to you and baby Gunner, Lord Jesus. We just ask that.
Dear God.
Put your hands upon these children. You know you love the children, Lord Jesus. We know that you are in control. We just ask that you put your hand upon them, upon their little hearts, Lord Jesus, and heal them, Father.
Jesus, please, Lord Jesus.
Let the parents of both see a miracle, Lord Jesus. And we just want to pray for these parents, Lord, that you bless them with
Lord.
Fill them, Lord Jesus, with the reminder of your love, your salvation, the promise of your salvation, Lord.
Just ask
that you put your hands upon these families that are experiencing this scary moment, Lord. And again, Lord, we pray for the physicians involved, Lord Jesus, that they orchestrate every movement with your hand guiding them, Lord. We also want to pray for Sister Maureen's cousin, Sandra, Lord Jesus. We lift her up to you. We pray for all the family members, Lord Jesus, that are experiencing this scary moment as well, Lord. Please, Lord, we know that this is not the first time with Sandra, so we just ask that you work in her heart, change her life, Lord Jesus. That she changes her life and looks towards you, Lord Jesus, from this moment forward, that you bring her out of this, that she can speak, Lord Jesus, that you brought her through and saved her life, Lord. We trust in you. We believe in your miracles, Lord Jesus. Father, we also pray for the children that are missing. We pray for those families, those parents. God, you know their sorrow, the fear that they fear, that they feel right now. Put your hand upon them and again remind them of your promise, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Many that have died, Lord, just put comfort in these parents' hearts, these families. They know that their children are with you as much as they are feeling the sorrow, Lord Jesus. Let them have that comfort, Lord, knowing that you are with them right now.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, name
we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You do all things well. We thank you, Lord. You are good, God. We love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, love you.
Lord, we thank you that we can lift lift our hearts together before your throne of grace, Lord, and we hear these needs, and these needs are great, and these needs are overwhelming, Lord, but we know we come to one who is greater and more powerful than any of these situations, any of these needs, Lord, and you work according to your will, everything according to your purpose, Lord. And so we lay each of these at your feet, Lord, and we know that you can accomplish your purposes, Lord. I pray that you would shine your light into hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you would give faith, Lord, in the darkest night.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray for this little girl, Lainey. Lord, we pray that you would give wisdom to those who are monitoring her and ministering to her medically, Lord, and help the whole family to have their eyes on you and touch this little girl, Lord. Bring healing, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord. Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In your name we
thank
pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You are faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing the second verse again. You may be seated. We'll sing the second and the fourth.
Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.